Well, he'll be talking about the global economy and information technology and how we are hyper-connected in a globalized economy, making economic competition that much more challenging. And the United States is a big country, really owned economically the 20th century, but there's concerns that the American economy today is underperforming, and it is. Most economists believe that the economy this year will grow by about 1.7%. Now, that's not enough to sustain the current level of employment, meaning we'll have more unemployment if the economy doesn't grow at a greater pace. So economic growth and education, higher education, is fundamental to educating our students to and beyond the current technology so that we can remain competitive in a globalized economy.
But yet highly expensive for students.
It is. You know, student loan debt is a big, big problem. It now exceeds credit card debt. Students are coming out with a bachelor's degree with $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 in debt and into an economy that isn't producing jobs to absorb them. So, look, you know, there's a lot of talk about debt and deficit in Washington, and that's justified. But the economy has a growth problem, and what we've learned from our history is that in order to grow the economy, you have to invest in it. You have to do nation building at home. And I think education is one of three primary factors or determinants in indices of future growth. So it's an important message that he's going to convey to the nation through Buffalo.
Is there anything Congress can do, legislation, putting some type of a cap perhaps forward on the cost of college education? Is there anything of that in the works?
There are a number of initiatives. You know, first of all, we have to make sure that student loan rates are low. But clearly, when you see kids coming out of college with $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 in debt into an economy that's not growing jobs to absorb them into the economy, that's a major, major problem. And lives are being ruined. Good, responsible kids who are young thinking that, you know, upon receiving a bachelor's degree that they're going to be marketable, and then they find that they're not, they run into a lot of problems. So I think higher education reform is an important issue, and we have to also keep a college tuition, regardless of what the student loan rates are and what aid is available, we have to keep it affordable. And when it grows 3, 4, 5, 6 times the rate of inflation, obviously, you know, it can't be sustained. So we have to find ways. And I think we are. You know, the community colleges certainly offer alternatives today to lower costs, but good quality education, particularly in the area of workforce development. I think online courses will serve to begin to drive down the cost or bend the cost curve, if you will, in the inflation of higher education. But clearly we can do more to make college education more affordable and more accessible, because a lot of kids, you know, they don't have, you know, the kind of financial education that they need when they're making decisions about their own lives to absorb debt that is not sustainable. So I think we there's a lot more work to do. We are doing some of it with respect to keeping the student loan rate low for borrowing, but clearly we can be doing much better.
The Republican National Committee came out saying that Obama has made himself a lame duck president, refusing to consider new ideas or sit down with Congress. That's their quote on their news release. How do you as a Democrat respond to that?
That's a political response, is what it is. You know, the fact of the matter is Democrats and Republicans have a responsibility to the people of this nation to find a way forward. And the president and members of Congress have tried to sit with the Republicans at the national level to forge compromise toward the goal of growing this economy. And, you know, the great statesmen in our history have always been principled pragmatists. And they recognize, look, there's 435 members of Congress. Everybody can't have their own way. So, you know, we have an obligation to the American people. Democrats have good ideas. Republicans have good ideas. As opposed to criticizing the president for visiting a community that has benefited tremendously from federal investments in transportation infrastructure, waterfront development, scientific research, higher education, Great Lakes Restoration Initiative that has transformed the Buffalo River with federal monies to clean up the old industrial waste there. Don't be critical. If you have a better idea, advance it. Let's embrace it and move forward as a country.
Congressman Higgins, thank you so much, and good luck with Obama's visit.
Thank you, Elaine. Take care.